Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So great to have you with me. It is Wednesday, high noon Eastern time. The Ladies Olympic Games are underway. That's the golf for the ladies Wednesday to Saturday. I believe that's because of the closing ceremonies and end on Sunday, so they've got one day just in case of rain to finish up. But hopefully the weather will be good. I will have a conversation about that. Also about the men's wonderful Olympic finish last week, previews of tournaments this week, and of course, as always, a strategy for your game. But as I get going, I want to give you my email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Any conversation that you would like to have with me about the game of golf, very happy to entertain you. As you all know, we've been doing this for over 3 years. At most, it takes me 24 hours to get back to you. So love to have your comments and about the Olympics, about anything to do with the game of golf. Happy to entertain your thoughts and banter back and forth. Meantime, I do want to discuss last week's Olympics, which ended up being more interesting to me than I thought it would be. If you recall last week, I had mentioned it looks more like just a European tour event. Guys from 34 different countries, by the way, were represented in the Olympics, and it was fun. I have to admit it was fun. I'll tell you this, what was interesting about it is, and my wife is interested a little bit in golf just because I am and the whole family is, but she was glued on Sunday. I found that interesting. Absolutely glued to the TV, of course, rooting really hard for Matt Kuchar to win and watching every shot and analyzing how he was playing. It was very interesting to me, which showed me something that probably non-golf fans were more interested or just as interested in this Olympic Games as golf fans were, as it didn't entertain me as much as I thought it might. But what can I tell you? It's not that interesting to me, but I did note the unbelievable emotion from the three men, especially Justin Rose and Matt Kuchar. Kuchar with a brilliant 63 and the final day to go all the way up the leaderboard and fight for silver or gold, did not come in that category, but did come away with a bronze medal, which is really cool. As he said, coming in third on the PGA Tour is a great week and a great paycheck, but not a lot of satisfaction. This gave him satisfaction. And pardon me, fantastic for Matt. Pardon me, Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson fought it out tooth and nail all day long. And Rose just had a better chip on the last hole, made the putt, and wins the gold medal. So it's in the books. I'm sure that it'll be extremely, pardon me, I'm sorry, very entertaining in Tokyo. Probably the guys that didn't go for various and sundry reasons will try to make the team and go next time. But remember, you got to make the team, so you never know. At any rate, that's in the books. The ladies' tournament is underway. I'll have my picks for the ladies momentarily. Last week, I want to go over the John Deere, which was an interesting event because they had to play a lot of golf on Saturday, a lot of golf on Saturday, 36 holes for many guys because they had such tremendous rain. And Ryan Moore wins his fifth tournament, had a great weekend, really nice rounds on Saturday, and a wonderful finish on Sunday. Ryan Moore's temperament is very good for golf. He's incredibly even-keeled, doesn't seem to be bothered by much, and he takes away his fifth PGA Tour Championship. Wesley Bryan is worth noting. He had gotten the Web.com Tour promotion with winning three events on the Web.com Tour, so he got in the event and came in something like sixth, I believe. Terrific week for him. He will also be playing in Greensboro this week at Sedgefield, the Wyndham Championship. And so now we will turn our attention for a few moments here to Sam Snead's place, the Greater Greensboro Open, better known now as the Wyndham Championship, played at the venerable Sedgefield Country Club in Greensboro. Sam Snead, eight-time champion, the site of his last win in 1965. Now, last year's winner was Davis Love at the age of 51, a little short of Snead. This is interesting. Davis, of course, with the hip surgery, cannot defend his title. Davis, the oldest winner on the PGA Tour since Sam Snead. Very interesting, isn't it? Wonderful event last year. This tournament, to me, is wide open. It is the last chance to get FedEx Cup points, to get into the FedEx Cup Finals. It is also the last chance for many guys to get in the top 125 for money for the year to earn a card for next year. So it's critical that you're in attendance if you need the money, if you need the FedEx Cup points. And here's a point to ponder. Martin Piller's in the field. His wife is playing in the Olympics, Jarena Piller, for the United States. Now, you know he'd love to be there, but because he's about, I believe, 153rd, 156th in the points and the money, he needs this desperately for his career for next year. Torn, I'm sure he is very much torn, but he's got to pay attention to his career for this next year. So Martin Piller is entered in the field in Greensboro. So we'll see what happens to him, but this is a critical week for a lot of guys who are on the bubble, if you will. And then there's guys who aren't even on the bubble, way out of contention, and with a second or a win will certainly be vaulted into the FedEx Cup. So lots of things can happen. Huge week on the PGA Tour, enormous week. I will give you my picks momentarily. I will also talk about the field more in depth in a moment. But now my strategy for today. And my strategy for today, seven words. And you've heard these before, and I will say them again. I love golf, and golf loves me. Those seven words create a relationship with the game of golf, allowing you to feel free on the golf course, knowing that mistakes are okay because the game loves you back just as much as you love golf. For the first time in your life, you can have this relationship with the game that has never been there and never been created before. It is yours. No one can take it away from you. You love golf, and the game of golf loves you just as much back. If you believe that, and you truly do, it helps when you have bad shots. You'll forget them quicker. You know, you will feel better on the golf course. Enjoy the surroundings. Look at the trees once in a while. See the leaves blowing. Take a minute. Don't always be so focused on trying to be so good at every single thing you do. It will help. It really will. You've got to buy into it, though. And I know a lot of you folks listening don't, because it's a little corny to some of you. But I say it, and it works. And if it lowers your scores, that's the only thing that really matters to you. I love golf. And golf loves me. Okay, my picks now for the ladies' Olympic competition, which did start already this morning. I'm going to take NB Park, Brooke Henderson, and Lydia Ko. Would you say that I'm going chalk? I agree, I am going chalk. In B Park, Brooke Henderson and Lydia Ko, all three representing three different countries, three wonderful young ladies who are playing terrific golf on the LPGA Tour in the Olympics. And that, again, began this morning in Rio de Janeiro, that really, really fun golf course. That will become a public golf course in Rio, the first big public golf course in Rio de Janeiro. Great way to leave a legacy of this 2016 Olympic golf. Okay, now let's take a look in depth at the field at the Sedgefield Country Club that'll tee off tomorrow in the Wyndham Championship, the last chance to get into the FedEx Cup playoffs. Let's see. Boy, we've got Luke Donald with Sean O'Hare and Stuart Sink. Kevin Kisner with Jeff Ogilvy and Harris English. Danny Lee, who's been playing such wonderful golf all year long, with Hunter Mahan, who came around this past week playing much better, with Justin Leonard, who's been struggling, especially with the flat stick. Hopefully he'll play better. Graham McDowell's with J.B. Holmes and Brian Harman. Scott Piercy, been playing terrific most of the year with Brendan Todd. And David Toms, who will be turning 50 shortly before the end of the year. And he is very much looking forward to being on the PGA Tour champions. Chris Kirk with Chesson Hadley and Keegan Bradley. Here's an interesting group. Patrick Reed, coming off the Olympics, is playing with Webb Simpson and Justin Thomas. That's pretty much a marquee group there. Lucas Glover, who's played a lot better lately with Chez Reavy and Rod Pampling, who didn't play so well the last couple of weeks, but hopefully Rod will play better this week upcoming. Henrik Norlander with Lucas Lee, excuse me, and Lee McCoy. And then here's an interesting group. Wes Roach with Wesley Bryant, who we talked about a moment ago, playing with John Rahm. Now, John Rahm is the young man who's already earned enough money to get unlimited exemptions for the year, which is now over. He needs to get in to the FedEx Cup Finals. I think he'll make it. And I'm looking down the list for some more interesting groups. Robert Straub with Jason Bone and Retief Goosen. And Ryan Moore, the winner a week ago with Jimmy Walker, winner at the PGA, and Jason Duffner. That's certainly a marquee group. They tee off at 1:15 on tee number one. That about does my interesting groups, and they are a lot. And it's just a scramble. It's a scramble to get in the final four events, if you possibly can get in that top 125 on the points list. So it happens every year. Sedgefield is the site. It is the Wyndham Championship. Okay, now it's time for my picks to win the Wyndham Championship. And here they are. Scott Brown, who played so well there a year ago. He's first to tee off, by the way, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, with Greg Owen and Luke List. That's kind of a cute group, interesting group. I don't want to say cute, interesting. They tee off on the first tee, 7 a.m. tomorrow. Webb Simpson, who is from the Carolinas, and I think he'll be ready to play. And I have got him. And I also have, just for sentimental purposes, Martin Piller. So I've got Scott Brown, Webb Simpson, and Martin Piller. And before I forget, which I did forget earlier, congratulations on a rain-delayed U.S. Senior Open Championship for Gene Sowers. Could not happen to a nicer man who has been through so many physical issues, too many to even describe in this short little conversation I'm having with you. But not only is he back, he wins a major. Congratulations to Gene Sowers, who wins the 37th U.S. Senior Open at Scioto Country Club in suburban Columbus, Ohio. Also this week taking place, I don't want to forget this, the U.S. Amateur. So the U.S. Amateur's lost a lot of luster. It's almost like a glorified collegiate event. But remember, if you're an amateur golfer with a 3 handicap or better, you can attempt to qualify. Of course, it's too late now for this year. Very interesting. Okay, so we've got a lot of things going on in golf. My eyes will be very closely looking at the Wyndham Championship to see who's going to get in that top 125 to play at the Barclays at Bethpage Black next week. Wow, how much fun will that be? Bethpage Black, one of the great golf courses in America, public or private, and it happens to be public. You know, there's a lot of great public golf courses in America, a ton of them. Golf Magazine rated the top 100. Some of them are very expensive. Pebble Beach, close to $600 for a round of golf. And some of them you can play some really great golf courses for $45, something like that. Depends on whether you're a local resident in some cases, like Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California, or you're not a resident, then it costs a lot more. But golf is not as unaffordable as it's been depicted. It is expensive to join country clubs at times, but there's a lot of great public golf courses in this country. And so pick them out and find them and have fun. By the way, I meant to mention, and I did forget also, Ricky Fowler played in the Olympics, and he is playing at Sedgefield with Hideki Matsuyama and Jim Furyk. That's another great group. Okay, that basically does it for this week. Bob at BobGeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. For any comments at all on anything that I've talked about or anything that's interesting to you in the world of golf, as I mentioned, takes me sometimes up to 24 hours to get back. I do get back to everyone. So enjoy all the golf this week, from the Olympics to the Sedgefield Country Club to all of your golf. Hope you're playing terrific. Remember, I love golf, and golf loves me. It helps. Until next week, Bob Geismar, One Thought Golf, on Blog Talk Radio, saying so long for now.